Welcome to the Grace Lace Podcast. I'm Ruth Jo Simons, and if you've listened to the first season of this podcast, you probably have heard my co-host, Eve Stipes, and me talk about how sanctifying motherhood is. Today, we're diving a little deeper in how to persevere in motherhood in whatever season we're in. Maybe you are currently a mom or are hoping to be one someday. Maybe you're fostering children in your home or teaching kids in some capacity. Or maybe you're simply trying to be a godly influence in the lives of kids you interact with regularly as an aunt or dear friend. Regardless of your exact circumstance, we hope today's conversation helps you think about how to start where you are with what you have when it comes to mothering. Listen in as we share our own struggles and challenges in motherhood and where we are starting right where we are today.
Okay, so to kick this conversation off, I think we should both give a short description of our current season of motherhood just to catch everybody up. Ruth, remind us how many kids you have, how old they are, and here's the fun part. Give us one word you would use to describe your current season of motherhood, and then I'll share mine. I know, right?
Prepare me for this. Okay. Wow, that's challenging. Okay. So yes, I am a mama to six boys, and I'm so used to saying this from stage and always saying, yes, I had them one at a time and I do know what causes them. So that always seems to follow right along, but that is the truth. They range from my oldest is 20 and my youngest is 9. And wow, we are in such a new season of parenting and motherhood for me, where my oldest will be a senior in college starting this fall, and my second is going into his freshman year of college out of state.
Crazy.
I know. And if you follow me on social media, you've seen that Man Cub One, my oldest, spent a semester abroad and then spent a summer away up at Cornell. And so we've experienced kids in and out of our home, but this new season is going to be really challenging because, for one, our two oldest will both be in college, one out of state, one finishing his senior year. And then I don't know if I was prepared to share all this on the podcast, but I will because I'm honest about it. But this will be actually our very first year where we are choosing to put the four younger ones in five day a week schooling. And this is all be our first year of not primarily homeschooling. We've always done a combination of homeschooling, homeschool with co-op, or homeschool with private hybrid model. And obviously, I won't go into all the reasons here, but we've been prayerfully considering shaking things up a little bit this year. And so this will be our, I mean, it may last 1 year and maybe how we choose to go from here on out. But the four youngers will be in various 5 day a week schooling programs. And so, man, this season, I don't know if this is the comprehensive word that I would use to describe where I'm at right now, but motherhood feels like a season that's calling me to learn to release expectations, release my control, release a lot of ideals and the ways I thought things have to be. And so release may be my word. What about you? Okay. Oh, man. Bring us up to speed on where you're at.
Okay. So yeah, I have just three littles at home. Every time I say that number,
don't say just.
I shouldn't say just. But every time I say that number after you say six, I think, oh my gosh, it's literally half. Like, what if I had twice as many children? I don't even know. That is not what the Lord has given me, so I don't have to find out. But yes, I have three littles at home. My oldest is 4, and then I have a set of twins, boy-girl twins, that are 2. And so we are... I don't even know. Like I said, I had this question. I was like, ooh, one word. Can my word be sticky? Because that's how this season feels.
That's
like
pretty real. That's
the
real.
Table always sticky. There's always some sort of leftover food situation. Yeah, I think actually sticky is probably pretty good. There's sticky discipline situations like, you know, older kid is upset with the younger kid. And they both react poorly, and then they have to have different consequences, and it just feels sticky all the time and all
okay,
the ways.
I just have to point it out. Is it funny that your word is like sticky and attachy and my word is release and like let go and not yeah. sticky anymore?
That is really funny.
It's funny. This is us trying to serve our listener well. Two seasons of life, two decades yeah. of life. Here we are.
So now that we've given a little bit of context, and you already shared a little bit, but like, what are the hard parts of mothering, either for mm-hmm. your current season or like if there's a distinct season that you remember feeling like, wow, this is really hard?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'll just say for all the young moms out there, and I know, Eve, that you'll speak to them straight from your heart.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember, like, not intentionally, but unintentionally wishing away the little mm-hmm. years. It just felt like the days went on forever.
They're so long. Just,
it just was so long. And it felt like that 1 hour conversation about why not to punch your brother, like, didn't have to be that long. Couldn't you just learn it in yeah. a one time through? Like, do we have to do it every day? Do I have to preach the gospel every single day?
Right.
And I think it was such an eye-opening realization in my young motherhood days that I actually even like wrote a blog post about it when I finally came to the realization that I could embrace
yeah.
what motherhood and being a wife was really all about right now. Like, I didn't have to like look for what it could be someday, that I really embrace the role as it is right now in all its mm-hmm. imperfections and all the difficulties right where I was. So interestingly enough, 15 years later, I'm still beating that drum of starting where you are and embracing the season that you're in. But I would just say, I'll let you like speak more into that crazy season of the little years. But for all, I know that I've got some listeners out there who might be empty nesters or mamas yeah. who are raising young adult children. I am like straddling the fence. I think that's mm-hmm. what is feeling really, really difficult. And when I think about this topic of start where you are when motherhood is hard, I'm no longer in the season where motherhood is hard because
nobody is self-sufficient.
No, they all cook and they yeah. all clean and they all do their own laundry and they actually know how to apologize to one another now. So it's not hard because of those reasons and those reasons that you face every day.
Yeah.
It's hard for me in that I think the season that I'm in is one where I feel this constant tension between joy for what's to come and mm-hmm. loss for what is no longer. Yeah. And so I'm feeling this constant sense of, oh, I don't know what to do with myself when they're about to be out of the house and our dynamic is going to change. And I will never have six young people singing and dancing and being silly because they're little kids anymore. That's yeah. over. And now I'm looking at things like how to pay for college yeah. and what happens with grad school and how to support adult children, how mm-hmm. to let them make their own choices. And so suddenly for me, it's not that there's no joy in it. It's that it's hard because I don't know totally who I am or how to embrace this season. And somehow I want to jump to the part where I'm a grandma or dial it back to the part where I finally figured out how to take kids to the library and the park. But right here in the middle, it's actually the hard in my life right now is figuring out something I've never done before.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's so interesting. I think there's so many ways to think about motherhood and mothering. And I think we even mentioned in the introduction, like, some of you listening may not be mothers, but you've got kids in your life and you've got, or you have like a really strong desire to be a mom. And so I think all of those carry their own types of challenges too, that I don't want to like gloss over. Like, those all have mm-hmm. really difficult emotions to work through and complicated feelings. But yeah, I think for me in this season with all of those sticky little people, I think it's just that it feels like it doesn't stop, right? Like, it just right. that like constant, it motherhood can be really relentless, I think, in different seasons. And this is just one of those seasons. And that doesn't make it bad, but it does mean it's a lot of repetitive action, a lot of repetitive cleanup, a lot of repetitive reminders. Like,
it's like one step forward, two steps back at all yes. times, right?
Yes. And it's the multitasking where it's like mm-hmm. sensory overload for this stage too, where you're like, I'm trying to make dinner and stop this argument from happening and let the dog out, and I'm going to set the table. Dad's not home yet. Like, just managing all of the pieces is, I think that's the hard part right now, where it's just like, okay, we have to keep going. I have to choose to, like, engage you on this discipline and this, like, conversation about the gospel. Like, right. It doesn't stop. We have to keep going, and I have to keep doing that. And the energy that that requires for an introverted heart is sometimes just feels like a lot.
And I think maybe the common denominator, even for different seasons of life or different challenges, is that the common denominator is that something is hard when we're physically, mentally, and emotionally stretched,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That you, I may be faced with different tasks every day than you are in the little years. My situation might be different now, but I'm still feeling emotionally, physically,
yeah.
and mentally stretched, and I don't feel like I have what it takes. So you, I feel like that's the common denominator,
yeah,
is that
for sure.
You don't, you may not feel like you have what it takes. I may not feel like I have what it takes. How do we start where we are? That's the question we have to
yeah.
get, right?
Yeah, that is the question. And I think it's so easy, especially for me personally, to be overwhelmed and just be like, okay, like all I need is to just veg. Like, I just need quiet space. And that really may not be what I need. And that's not really starting where I am with what I have, instead of wishing for something different.
So I think about how if we are emotionally, mentally, and emotionally, mentally, and physically stretched, yeah. that the truth is we can combat all of those things in certain ways, but we actually have to always start spiritually, right? I mean, we've talked about this in multiple different episodes, as well as an entire season about spiritual disciplines. Mm-hmm. I think right off the bat, we got to start with the fact that, I mean, we're going to get to a lot of ways in which I'm sure you and I are trying to work through how to be good stewards of the season we're in. But I think regardless of whatever season, whatever circumstance, whether you suddenly find yourself dealing with a special needs diagnosis that you hadn't expected to, or you suddenly have to move cross country and start entirely over in a new community, whatever the circumstances or whatever the season you're in, the way we start where we are is we start with what will truly actually empower us toward change mm-hmm. and encouragement. And that's the word of God. And so I think we start there by saying, no, it doesn't have to be a 3-hour long Bible study. And it doesn't always have to be that you are ingesting and able to teach something. It just means that you are constantly, if it has to be, just nibbling mm-hmm. on the word of God as you go. Because in the little years, it may not be that you're feasting all the time. It may mean that you're nibbling sometimes. But at the same time, recognizing that different seasons really will require a lot of output. And if we don't have much going
input
into our lives, we're literally not going to know how to deal with the emotional, physical, and the mental output that is required of us.
Yeah, and that's helpful.
Yeah, so let's get practical, Eve, and make sure that as we talk about this, that, you know, I'm picturing y'all listening, and some of you might be in car line as school has just started, or some of you may be running to the grocery store and literally going, okay, sure, I can start where I am. But like, what are some ways that I, in my immediate circumstance, without fixing everything, because that's the whole point of the season, right? Is that we can't control all our circumstances, and we can't fix everything that we think needs fixing. So how do we steward well what is already ours and what we do have and the exact circumstances that God's mm-hmm. given us right now, and actually make progress where we are? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. One is really practical. One is maybe not as practical, but is helpful for me mentally. Mm-hmm. I think just recognizing that there is a need for endurance. Like, this is a season of persevering.
Sure.
And really, I mean, probably all of motherhood is persevering for different reasons. But I think there's a switch that happens in my mind when it's like, yeah, this isn't a thing I give up, right? Like, this is something to keep pressing on in, is a mental switch that is helpful for me to kind of start with. But the other thing, it sounds so cliche, and it kind of is cliche, but I think that there's such a value in being present, right? Like, not like you mentioned, wishing away the little years and hoping like, oh, if they could all just take care of their own bathroom needs, that would be amazing. It will be amazing. But like, what's the one thing today that I can focus on and recognize as a gift from God? Like, what can I be joyful about today in this moment? Instead of just wishing for something I don't have, like there's an element of gratitude and of really seeing the reality of like, God gives us good things and I can find one of them. Like it's not that hard.
Yeah. And you know, I love that you bring that up because in order to even be perceptive enough to be able to call out what is a gift and what is a joy right now. Like I think about how if you're in a season where you it just doesn't make sense for you to go back to work and you're home with the kids and you're literally like, oh my goodness, I remember what it felt like to feel like I was making a difference and earning a paycheck and having adult conversations. I mean, I'm literally describing a season of my life, right? But looking for the moment of like, but I actually have the time to go to a spray park this afternoon and go buy some popsicles and take a really long time and reading books all afternoon. That is a gift that I may not have in the future. So embrace that and be present for that right now. And I'm sure there's so many versions of that that we can all describe. But when you mentioned that, I was thinking about how it's hard to be perceptive to those gifts if we're distracted all the time. And so one of the practical things that I think of about how to persevere and stay grounded and stay faithful right where we are and be a good steward of what we have when we don't have what we want is really to actually be mindful of how much we're being informed about our strengths and weaknesses based on watching other people do their mothering journey. Because we could waste away our entire mothering journey by watching somebody else be a mom. And I mean, it is cliche, right? To be like, don't compare yourself to others. But the truth is, for the amount of time that we're spending on social media and the amount of time we're watching somebody else do it. And the truth is, even if it's not social media and you're at like a play date and you're watching somebody else live their best life as a mom, you're really not, you're so distracted in that moment that you're not able to be attuned to how God wired you, how God made you, what God's given you as an asset, as a gifting, as something, as your superpower and as a mama, because maybe your superpower is that you don't mind making a mess and you're able to like literally pull out all the finger paints or the Play-Doh. And
not my strength.
That's not my strength, but you and I might have strengths in another area and we simply will not see how God's wired us specifically for the season and for the children he's given us if we're always watching somebody else live out their motherhood journeys.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think there's a lot of power in just, you know, embracing it. Like what we do well, like let's do that. Let's enjoy that. I think you've been posting about this whole idea kind of in general on social media a lot, like embracing where you are and letting littles help. You posted a really fun reel the other night.
Oh, the one about the peaches.
Yeah.
The salad.
The kids were making dinner and there's like beautiful music. And so tell us how it really went. No, I mean, like, how does that feel? What does that look like?
Yeah. The reality is, it really is a lovely season I'm in where the kids do cook and they plant little gardens and we pick basil from the gardens. I mean, that's all real and true, but I made a reel like that because just 5-6 years ago, this kid that I'm sending off to college in a week and a half is the kid that was just learning how to cook when he was younger, right? 6 years ago, my 18-year-old was 12 and just starting to own the kitchen. And 10 years ago, he was 8 and about the age of that peach salad reel that I posted. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and I didn't have the energy to like tell all these stories, but the reality is posting that reel was a way for me to remember and almost even just put a line in the sand that I will make note of this season I'm in right now.
This because, is what's good.
Yes, because this was messy and he doesn't cut everything the way I want it to look. And but I'm so faced with the fact that now, just 10 years later, the kid that I used to cook with and wasn't always paying attention to like how sweet it was. He's going off to college and we're not going to cook together except for holidays when he comes home. Mm-hmm. And so that's not meant for me just to be sad and cry about it, but to make me relish and cherish the season I am in. Because the best way to not have regrets someday is to make the most of right now. And that doesn't need to be shame or guilt or like, we don't need to live under the stress of there's only 18 summers that we get with our kids. Yes. Listen, God gives us so much more than even those 18 summers. We don't have to live under the tyranny of like, am I living my best life? But it does mean right now, right this minute, can you shift your gaze from, I wish it was this. I can't wait for it to no longer be the things that I struggle with. And then embrace what it is right this minute.
What about, Ruth, for like a mama maybe who's listening who has older kids who have maybe like walked away from the faith or like there's just hard relational, like they're part of the season they're in. What does it look like to start where you are in a season like that?
I mean, this whole season where we're talking about this topic of starting where you are really is about how we have to faithfully steward the right now when we can't control the outcome and we can't control the circumstances. As mamas of grown children who may be making life choices that we struggle with or are not walking with God, I think rather than thinking that your life as a mama has ended or that it will begin once you're on the other side of a circumstance, to start right now and say, as it was when you were pregnant, as it was when you were going through an adoption journey, as it was when you were teaching that child to tie his or her shoelaces, as it was when you were sending them to college, we are called to pray more than we fret and worry and try to manipulate a circumstance. I will be the first to confess that I have spent a lot more time trying to strategize my way out of an unwanted circumstance with my kids than praying for them and praying for their souls and praying that God would do what I cannot do as a mama. I think starting where you are means to not just make that phone call, not just send the articles, not just do the things that we all want to do as mamas. Like we want to like fix the problem, but to also do the hard work of being on our knees and praying for our children and praying for the hearts of our children and praying protection and wisdom and guidance and, praying conviction in their lives. And that's more effective and more immediately accessible from right where we are than we could ever imagine.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think there's one other piece that plays into this conversation too that I have found really helpful. And it's kind of the flip side of the comparison that you mentioned. So like instead of comparing yourself to how XYZ person does this or does it better or whatever, there is some value too in looking for kind of like a mentor mom, like somebody who is a season or two or 10 ahead of you that is able to help you process the hard and help you embrace where you are. They can just offer some perspective. And so, I mean, you know, I ask you questions all the time, like, is it normal that the boys fight like this? Is it normal that potty training was really hard? Like, there's so many like practical questions, but then also like bigger, deeper questions that I think it can be so helpful to have. Like, hey, here's a person that I know is safe that I can ask my hard questions to and kind of work through. And if you're on the other side of things, like you have raised children and kind of walked through those seasons, maybe there are moms that you can mentor, like young moms who could really use input and would really value that perspective.
I love that you brought that up because the core truth there is that whatever circumstance, whatever season, right where you are is actually a blessing and can be of great encouragement to somebody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's
the
good.
Very spot that you're in right now can be the very thing that God uses to build or encourage somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And that applies in pretty much anything that we're going to talk about for this entire season, right? Like any of that tension that you feel or that whatever about the season and starting where you are, like you can use that to encourage somewhere else. Okay, well, as we wrap up this conversation, What is the gospel truth about motherhood? Why does it matter? And then where are you going to start? How are you going to start with one small thing right where you are?
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to? What is the gospel truth? I feel like I'm always doing the gospel truth one. You should take it this time.
Okay. I think, man, I think the gospel truth is that God made us to have a nurturing spirit, right? Like, this is part of the gift that he's given us. Whether you are a physical mom and you are caring for physical children, whether that's a spiritual relationship, like you're caring for people, like women are made to be nurturers. And that's a part of God's image that we get to bear and share with other people. And so that really matters. Like, that's a big part of how God relates to his children, and we get to image that. So instead of wishing that it was easier or wishing it away or longing for it to be different, I think just accepting it, right? Embracing mm-hmm. the stage we're in, knowing that God has purpose in it and that it really does matter.
And that really is the key, that the gospel truth is that God has purpose. Even if it's hard, even if it feels yeah. unlikely, even if you're like, what in the world? How am I in this set of circumstances? That God has purpose for you to be mothering in the exact set of circumstances that you're in, because he is using you right where you are to be a conduit of grace, as we always talk about, to be the one who will impart the gospel, speak the truth. Even if you're a new believer, if you're listening and you're like, I'm a baby new Christian, mm-hmm. you still have the capacity to impart what you do know of the grace of God right where you are to those around you. And your children need to hear it and need to see you working out your salvation in real time as a mama. And so the gospel truth is, it's purposeful for you to live out your calling as a mama, even imperfectly, before yeah. your children and your family.
Okay. So how are you going to start where you are with one small thing?
Well, in light of, I think, my changing seasons and the difficulties I'm feeling and experiencing, I just say my one small thing I've actually started implementing already, and it's kind of getting back to your encouragement about mentors and mentoring. Mm-hmm. I've seen great value in reaching out and sharing and asking and seeking wisdom about yeah. my particular season with older and wiser moms. And so I think in a world where I am constantly in content creation and I stay so busy, my one mm-hmm. small thing is to like reach out and to actually
yeah.
try to be somebody who speaks in encouragement and imparts some wisdom to a younger mom, and then always subject myself and allow myself to be encouraged by an older mom.
Yeah, that's great. I think for me, this is something that I have started trying to do regularly, and I just want to keep doing it, is to consciously thank God for the way he's made my kids. When I pray for them at night. So like when I yeah. pray for Spencer, and I like really try to think like, thank you, Lord, for giving me Spencer as my son and that I get to be his mama. Mm-hmm. And like, I want him to hear that. And I need to remind my soul of that. Like, thank yeah. you that he has such strong opinions and he is good at communicating them, you know, like really trying to find the gifts in what is happening today. And that takes me being intentional. But I think it's really worth the time.
So friends, we hope that this conversation has served to encourage you right where you are as a mama or as a spiritual mother in the places and the people that God's called you to. We'd be so honored if you subscribe to this podcast and write a review so that others can find our episodes more easily. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we can't wait to chat with you next time.
For every episode this season, we're asking you a couple of questions at the end because we want to hear what you're thinking about related to the topic. Today's questions are, why is motherhood hard? And who or what has been the most encouraging when it comes to mothering kids in your realm of influence? Snap a picture related to your answer and share it on Instagram, or send us an email at info@gracelace.com. Each week, we'll pick a couple of answers to send people some happy mail.